Simon Shinnun Dalad. Dine bar va ashba b'shasarabim. If you have a bar in shasarabim, that bar doesn't mean the pit that someone's going to fall into. I mean, it could be that as well, but that's not what it means over here. It means you have like a bar that's full of water in shasarabim, like a well. V'chol yosfivoy, and around it, there's like a wall around it, which is logical you'd have that people shouldn't fall in. And between the bar and the choya, it's a total of 10 tefachim in height, 10 tefachim in depth. So now it's Rosh Siyachid. The Mishnah Berurah explains that really even there's no choya, if the bar is 10 tefachim deep, that's already Rosh Siyachid. So now, somebody wants to fill up from this bar and take water from this bar and put in Rosh Siyachid, where they wants to take the water and put it through his window into his house, or it's some other Rosh Siyachid that's nearby. So the Mechaber says there's less than 4 tefachim between the Rosh Siyachid and the bar, it's mutter to fill up from the bar to the Rosh Siyachid. And even if the wall around the bar is not 10 tefachim tall, it's fine, because since this area between the bar and Rosh Siyachid is a Malka Batur, it's less than 4 tefachim to Malka Batur, you're allowed to bring something from Rosh Siyachid to Rosh Siyachid, derech Malka Batur, going through a Malka Batur. As opposed to if there's more than 4 tefachim between the Rosh Siyachid and the bar, so now that area is Rosh Shusma from the Atzmai, it's a place of Daishi Baram, people already go, it's part of the Shrabim. So the only way you can do it is if the wall around the bar is 10 tefachim tall. So then when you pull the water out of the bar to take it into the Shiachid, it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So it doesn't go through Shrabim, rather it's going through Malkum Patur. So we've already established in the past that once you're more than 10 tefachim off the ground in Shrabim, you're not Shrabim anymore, you're already in Malkum Patur. So if the wall is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, less than 5 tefachim, so now the water is going to be going through Shrabim. That's a problem. Shach and Shrabim is a problem. Even if you're holding on to it the whole time, well, it could be a problem, at least in the Rabbanan. Mashenken, if the wall around the bar is 10 tefachim tall, so now it's a Shach, there's Shach, Derech Malkum Patur, so now it's fine. It's not an issue at all. Mishnah Berurah points out you have to make sure also the Shach you bring it into, let's say bring it into your house, the window is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Otherwise, even if what's coming out of the bar, it's going into Avir of Malkum Patur, because the Chuya, the wall around the bar, is more than 10 tefachim tall. To get into your house, to get to the window, it's going to go into Avir Shrabim. It's still the problem of a Shiachat to Shiachat Derech Shrabim, even if it was in the Avir of Malkum Patur at some point as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out also they're dealing over here that the water was Munach in the first Shiachat as going into the second Shiachat Derech Shrabim. Even if the bucket is Mechuber, it's a good Abiyadai, or it's attached, it's tied down, the water itself was Munach in the original bar, and now it's going Munach in your house, it's a Shiachat Shiachat Derech Shrabim. Unless you know it's above 10 tefachim, because the choy is more than tefachim, is more than tefachim the whole time. Sif Beis, there's a garbage dump, an ashba, and Moshe Rabban, that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, 4 by 4 tefachim. So now it's Omer Shiachid. And you want to throw the garbage there from your Shiachid that's close to it. And throw the garbage into this garbage dump, through your window. And again, Shmur says the window is 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's going to be Shiachid, Derech Malkum Patur. So the Mechaber says that if it's a public garbage dump, you're allowed to do that. And the Mo explains, not afraid that some of the garbage will roll out of the garbage dump and back into Shrabim, and you end up picking it up in order to put it into the garbage, and be machdis from Shrabim to Shiachid, because you only throw into the garbage dump things that are garbage, things that might be thrown out, not things that you care to have in the future. So even if it rolls out of the garbage into Shrabim, the assumption is not going to go bother cleaning it up and taking out of Shrabim and putting it into the garbage dump into Shiachid, nor do you want it for yourself, because it's something that's garbage, something that's mis. You just leave the things be. So Mel, there's no concern over here. You're throwing from Shiachid to Shiachid, Derech Malkum Patur, because being above 10 tefachim from the ground the whole time, and then there's nothing to worry about. Now, the Mechaber says, if the garbage dump belongs to Yach, it's a private garbage dump, then it's Aser. Why? Because a private person who operates a garbage dump, once in a while is going to clean it out, and then it's going to be less than 10 tefachim off the ground. And even if it's 4 by 4 tefachim, in any case, it'll still be a Karmelis. It's Aser to throw something for Shiachid to Karmelis, it's Aser to Rabbanan. So Ashbash Rabbim is a public garbage dump. It's always going to be a garbage dump. The Rabbim, the public, the township, is not cleaning out, taking away this garbage dump. If it's a private garbage dump, it's someone operates, so then we're afraid that one day he's going to clean it out. It'll be less than 10 tefachim tall. You're still going to be throwing your garbage into it, because you'll be in the habit of throwing garbage there from your window, and you end up carrying from Shiachat to Karmelis, which is Isser B'Drabbanan.